You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We're going to analyze the rabbinical institution of Frisbal, historically, halakhically, and longest-wise. But I first want to show you some of the psukim that are related to today's daf. So you see the psukim inside before we get to the Ma'amar Kamas, and what Chazal do with these Ma'amar, with these specific psukim. The Torah tells us on top of the page, on page 1, in Keshem Shonim Taseh Shemitah, the concept of every 7 years we're going to have a Shemitah cycle, the 7th year Shemitah. Zed v'ha-Shemitah shenotah v'ma-shayadah v'shayashah v'yagos v'shayahu 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 v'shayahu. One of the features of Shemitah is in this pasha, Shemitah's Kesafim, any outstanding loans will be halakhically abrogated. V'yagos is allowed, you can't force the person who lent you money, basically speaking, to halakhla masa. So technically speaking, Shemitah, whoever you owe money to, you can't force them to pay it back. And the only people you can force to pay back is a guy, but if you're lending to a Jew in Shemitah, you have to basically abrogate the loan. And then it says, if you flip down to Pasuk Zayin, a person shouldn't have a hard heart, not to be willing to share his resources with others, keep his tiftach yad chalav, habata b'edena de machsara, the zechiyah to lend people money, and give them what they need according to their needs. Pasuk Tes is important to tonight. Shia yishamalcha penyigat v'lach v'liyal, person should have any evil thoughts in his mind, lehmo kabe shenatha sheva shenatha shmita, is coming close to the 7th year, who knows if he'll ever recoup the money, closer on to the Shemitah year, the less life will be paid back, you shouldn't think that way. Complain to Hashem, you're not lending me money, I need the help. The Torah says to give him, because of your faithfulness in helping your fellow Jew, Hashem will send you shefer bracha. You're not going to lose on the deal. Whether he pays you back or not, it's not the relevant point. Hashem will make sure you get shefer bracha when it comes to your willingness to help. You left the yavim b'kerach ha'aretz, okay, no, mitzvah, lema, p'sef, tifa, yotcha, l'chicha, l'aniyach, l'vyach, b'artzeh. These are the psukim that are relevant to today's shiur. Now, what I want you to do quickly in the Ma'amar Makamos is turn to the Rambam. The Rambam is contained on page, I'll tell you right now, it's on page number 7 of the Ma'amar Makamos. And the Rambam, I want to get us into the Rambam first to set the stage before we get into the Gemaras and the very Shittas we'll be analyzing tonight. The Rambam says at the beginning of Perek Tes the following. Mitzvah say lahashmit amil v'bishvius. There's a mitzvah say one of the Tayyach mitzvahs to abrogate the loan when Shvius comes around. Shemem ha-shemot kol ma'ashi yadosh. We saw that passage just before. Furthermore, ha-taveyach ov sh'avu lav Shvius, a person who demands to be paid back once Shvius has taken place, once the halacha turn the page of halach on page number 8, yivar le'lav shenem o'yigav esreo v'esach. So there's the mitzvah say to abrogate the loan, there's the mitzvah slosa say not to demand repayment. And now the Rambam has a very important yisod. The Rambam says, ein shmitis kasaf no heges min atera b'shvius, that when it comes to the din b'zman hazeh, shmitis kasaf and abrogating loans, this, when it comes to our calendar, our shvius calendar, it's not noed min atera b'zman hazeh, ela b'zman sheyom noed. Shemitah's Kesafa only takes place when Yovel applies on a deraisa level. Sheyeshom Shemitah's Karka, when the Karka returns to its initial violin. Shereyoshel HaKarka Labala Olav Kesef, if a person bought a field from people who owned that field, returns to the Yarshim on Yovel, it's called Shemitah's HaKarkaos. V'zeh Dov HaKabalu is based upon Kevra Shemapeh, Arbu Chachamim, Zman shatah mashmit karka, atah mashmit kesafim b'chamaka. Bein b'eretz, bein b'chutz l'aretz. Ubizman she'en shem shmitas karka, when there's no yovel taking place, ein atah mashmit kesafim b'shvius, afilu b'aretz. So we therefore see that on a deraisa level, because there's no yoga b'zman hazeh, and yoga requires Rabbi said that Tanai that you have to have remnants of Yud Bei Shvatim living in Eretz Israel. Since we don't have the remnants of Yud Bei Shvatim living in Eretz Israel, then yoga does not take place. And it will only take place when it comes to Bias Mashiach. You have a total kibbutz of Galuyos, and you'll then have the remnants of Yud Bei Shvatim once again reoccupying Eretz Israel. You'll then have the resurgence of the institution of Yovel. And if Yovel becomes a derisa once again, Shemitah's Kesef will be a derisa as well. And then the Rabbi says, very importantly, Umedivrei Sofer, according to rabbinical law, however, Shetei Shemitah's Kesef and Hengis Bezman Hazeh B'chal Makom. The rabbis ordained that Bezman Hazeh, there should be a rabbinical form of Shemitah's Kesef all around the world. Va'afa Pishen Yovelos, you'll say that there's no Yovel, and Shemitah's Kesef depends upon Yovel. The reason Chazal instituted this rabbinical takana, Kedei Shalom Tishtachach, Teira Hashmatis Kesef of Israel, the institution of Shemitah's Kesef should be remembered. And when ultimately speaking, the din of Yovel is once again brought back into existence on a deraisa level, Shemitah's Kesef will be once again a deraisa. It won't be something that you're not familiar with because you've been practicing this all these years with the Rabbanan. So therefore, that will allow you to easily go back into the mode of Shemitah's Kesef and deraisa. And that's what we're going to start momentarily in the Ram. So this is the Ram's little Hagama to this. That's number one. Number two, what I want to mention to you quite interestingly, if you turn to page 9, another Rambam text that's quite interesting, Hashgacha being such. The Rambam says in Halacha Lamed on page number 9, Mi Shenimna Lahavos Eschavera Kedem Mishmita, a person who basically decided to hold back loans from people who need them before Shemitah. Shem Yisach HaChov Etzlav Yishamek, for the fee he won't pay back in time and the loan will be abrogated. Abba below Saseh, Shemema Yisham Alecha, that's the passage I showed you before. V'ched Gavuhu, Shrei Hizhira Tera Allah Mishnei Lavin, Shemema Yisham Alecha Pen, and Kolokim Shemem Yisham O Pen O Al, Arezu Mitzah Salov Saseh, V'hatayra Hapita Al Machshava Razu, the Kavas of Belial, a person who doesn't want to give loans with incredible calculations of repayment, is called the Belial in the Lashon Torah, which is not the most proper name to want to be called. Arehoyisiv Akasav Hazil Tzava Shalayamana El Yitain Shinema Nosan Titein Lo Lo Yeira Levavcha Besitcha Lo V'tiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Schar Mitzvah Ne'ilum Hazeh Shinema Keepin Lo Hadav Hazeh Yivarech Hashem. Those are the last pesukim I showed you on page 2, which means Hashem will tell you that don't worry about your panasa, you're not going to lose on the deal, you just do what you have to do, I'll do what I have to do, etc. etc. So you see over here that it's not just gezeiras hakosis, but there's a hashgacha. Hashem wants the price to be vav in chesed, not only chesed that benefits you, but chesed that benefits the people that you're trying to do chesed with, and therefore it's important for us to therefore sensitize Klal Yisrael that there's a concept that Hashem was kaveya, that certain periods of year, that whatever monies you owe, sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam want that to be abrogated, ultimately to teach people whatever you have in materialistic objects in this world, the money ultimately belongs to Hashem. He will determine when you hold on to it and you keep it when you no longer have it. And this parasha reminds you of this. Now, why don't you turn out the page? Number of Yisrael, we're getting now, basically speaking, into the sugyas in the Sef that's getting, page number 3. Now, one of the phenomena over here is what happened in Jewish history during Bayis Sheni. Now, the Gadol who we're dealing with over here was Hillel HaGadol. Hillel was the Nasi of the Sanhedrin. He lived around 100 years before Chum Bayis Sheni at the time of Purim. And what he saw, as we're soon going to see, is that people at that time were not really extending loans for the fear of abrogation during Shvius. And therefore, he wanted to do something to try to offset this terrible pattern. And therefore, I showed you the psukim over here, Vashkafas the terrible were being violated. He was very concerned. Concerned with Tzad the Usher, If you're not giving the loan, Hashem's going to give you divine punishment. And it's sad that Qur'an, if nobody wants to extend loans, that financial help you could have gotten in other parts of the 7-year cycle, you're not going to get now. And how many people are going to be destitute because there no money is available? So therefore, the fact is, he made a takana, which is called Pruzbo, which is Mars Medashin, on other days, Pruzbo Tuli, it's a takana for the Ashirim and a takana for the Aniyim. Mars has this in Daflam and Zayin. Pruzbo there means it's a takana benefiting the Ashir and the Aniyim, and therefore this was across the board. Now let me show you the Gemara inside. If you look on page 3, if you go down to have the underlying lines, Hillel Hiskim Pruzbo. So listen to what he quotes. He quotes a Mishnah from Masechet Shviyos that details the concepts of the creation of this takana. Tanana, so we learn over there Masechet Shviyos. Which means basically when you have a Pruzbo written, the concept of abrogations of loans in the 7th year is not going to take place. Ze echad min ha-davarim shehizkin hilal. He saw people having hesitations. It came to the end of the 7th year period to extend loans to each other, where there was a fear that they would not repay in time and the loan would be abrogated. As I read the Pesukim before, so what did Hillel do? He established the Takana of Pruzbo. And what is the Pruzbo? So he's paraphrasing the Mishnayis and the Masechet Shviyos. This is the 10th parak. What is the Nusach of the Pruzbo? Zehu Kufusha Pruzbo. Masrani Lechem, I give over to you Ploni Dayanim, Shibamakim Ploni, to you Dayanim in such and such a place. Shekolchov Sheyeshli Eitzel Ploni. That any type of chov I have by so and so, Shekberga Kaman Sheemetz, I should be able to literally take it back and return the money to us of whatever I desire, and the Shemitah year should not serve as any impediment to this. The document at the end is either signed by the Dayanim or by aid of hearing you make the specific statement itself. So that is a paraphrase of the Mishnayisim in the Shviyas in the basic structure of this concept of Pruzbo. But so far we really don't know by reading the Mishnah how it works, what the mechanics are, how this really takes place, what halakhas he had to use in order to accomplish this, and that now the Gemara is going to get into the nitty gritty, and then we're going to go into Rishon to understand how they understand the Shaka Tari over here. So let me read the Gemara with you inside. The Gemara asks a basic question. Mi ikamida de medaraisa meshamta shviyas? Now the Gemara initially assumes that the din of Shviyas was knowing min ha-Tayra during Bayi Sheni at the time of Hillel. If that's the case, on a deraisa level, if Shviyas comes along, the loan should be abrogated, which means, basically speaking, there should be no longer more loan after the 7th year. So he says, is it possible on a deraisa level, the loan has been destroyed, the Hiskel Hillel, the Lamashat, and he was able to make rabbinical ordinance that the Shemitah of the Kesafim should not take place as the Torah ordained, and if the most Rishonim happens automatically, how in the world was he able to circumvent to prevent this deraisa from taking place? So this is the question, the major question the Gemara asks on the mechanics of Hillel's Takana. So there are two tulitzim given in the Gemara, and they're markedly different. We're first going to go through Abaye's Mahalach, and then we're going to go to Rabbah's Mahalach. So Om Abaye. Abaye answers the following. The fact of the matter is your initial contention that Shriyas during Bayi Sheni was a deraisa is incorrect. In actuality, we're going to show you very shortly that Hillel held at those Tanayim, that during Bayi Sheni there was no such thing as a Shemitah deraisa that counts for Shemitah's Kesafim. The Shemitah Ba'azet is only Midirabana, and this goes according to the sheet of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. The Sanya Rebbe Eimer, Zedava Shmita Shemot. The word Shemot, the Shmita mentioned next to each other, the duplicative term in the Pashas for A. And the Gemara tells us there's a Hekish made when it comes to two Shmitas. The Shmita is the Kasav Medaber, Acha Shmita's Karka, Acha Shmita's Kesafim. I'm going to learn the Gemara way of Mahalach that the Balei Tesef or Rabbeinu Tam learns. Shmita's Kesafim means the concept of the return of karka during the Shnas HaYegel. That's what Shmita's karka means according to Rabbi Nadav. Shmita's kesofet is the abrogation of the money owed by the love of the Malva. It's abrogated. So if they had a kabbalah of Teresh Lapeh, his mantra to Meshameh karka, when Yovel functions with the return of the karkas, the ancestral lands, to their initial owners, that when that's applicable in Atayra, Ato Meshameh Kesafim, the abrogation of loans applies. His man Shi Ato Meshameh Karka, when you're not involved with Yovel taking place, Yovel doesn't take place, there's no din of Yovel, if that's not taking place on the Daraisa level, Shi Ato Meshameh Kesafim, therefore Shemitah's Kesafim does not take place. Now why in the world should Yovel not take place? What's the impediment of Yovel? So Chazal point out that one of the halacha requirements for Yovel to be applicable is you have a prerequisite, Sheheko Yoshve Aleva, that there has to be representation of all Yud Bei Shvatim living in Eretz Israel at one time, and therefore the problem, the reality is, this Gemara is working with the Mahalik, that by the time it came to Bayis Sheni, there was not actually representatives of all 12 Shvatim left in living in Eretz Israel. You might have had two Shvatim, basically speaking, Yehuda and Binyamin, but primarily all the other Shvatim, when they went into Galus, at the time of Galus Babel, this Gemara is working with the Mahalik, that Yirmiyahu did not bring them back, and therefore they never returned at that point in time, and they were not living in Babylonia, so when Ezra came back, he didn't bring back representatives of Yud Bei Shvatim. So Bayis Sheni began with only two of the 12 Shvatim. It was not called Yisrael Leha. Without Yisrael Leha, Yovel is not Noeg. If Yovel is not Noeg, according to this halakha, the din of Shmitas Kesafim, which is based upon the Hekesh of Tatishnot Shavit, therefore doesn't apply, and therefore Shmitas Kesafim didn't apply at the Raisa level. And if that's the case, if Shmitas Kesafim did exist, it must have been a rabbinical institution. We see on the other side of the page, which Chazal instituted, Shalot Tishtachach, the institution of Shmitas Kesafim. Turn to page 4 on top of the page. V'tikinu Rabbana detashne zarche zeich l'shvies. During Bayis Sheni, therefore instituted, you should have a rabbinical format of Shmitas Kesafim every 7 years as a zeich l'shvies. So when you finally have one day the return of the Yud Bei Shvatim, and the reinstitution of Yovel Deraisa, Shmitas Kesafim will be up to a Deraisa. You'll be familiar with this process, and you'll be rubber with it. Rahilah, what Hilo saw during Bayis Sheni was the following problem. That Shemimnu Abla Haba Zeh Ezeh, that since there existed Shmitas Kesafim Derabanan, as people came close to the Shmita year, people stopped extending lands to each other for the fear of non-payment. So what Hillel did was, his Allah to his Prisbol, he instituted the concept of Prisbol. Now what did the Prisbol do? What the Prisbol basically did is it said where it was a rabbinical concept, every 7th year on a rabbinical level, that the law should literally be abrogated rabbinically. We're now making a rabbinical institution to abrogate the abrogation principle, which means the Rabbanim we established on the 7th year, that it should abrogate the law. We're going to make a mechanism. It should not be operative if you make a principle. How the principle works with that, we'll see very shortly. So this was a takana to counter our previous takana. So the Gemara now asks a very simple level. Okay? The Gemara says, if that's the case, we have another major problem. And that is the following. Mi'ika midi de mederaiso la mashamta shriyas. This kinur rabbanan detachment. We got a very big problem with Chlal in what you just said. But you're telling me that on the Raisa level, when Bayis Sheni began, for all of the 420 years of Bayis Sheni, Shmitas Kesafim didn't exist on the Raisa, which meant every 7th year, the Lova owed on the Raisa level, he had to pay back the Malva because the Shmita concept did not apply. So the Chayv of Tashmumi, which is the Chayv of the Raisa, was not taking place, okay? You're now instituting, during Bayis Sheni, a concept of Shmitas Kesafim Derabana, that where the law was not abrogated on the Raisa level, you're abrogating on a Derabana, which means You're telling the lover, don't pay back money on it. The rice will love you with food to pay back. You're teaching a person to be a ganav and a gazlan. So how can Chazal promulgate a takana which is causing in a certain dimension a ma'is avera gezeilas kesef v'vamech avera to take place shalot tishtaka v'shim v'get shmitas v'sofim in the future? So you're telling people, for that reason, I'm going to give you a legal license rabbinically now to violate isa v'sibza. But you don't have to pay back money that you're not mechuyev, that you're mechuyev d'oraisa to pay back. How can Chazal have established such a takana? So the Gemara says, to answer this, since the person's being told not to do something but kumbah say that's wrong, but just to cease and desist, we sometimes find that Chazal or Oka Dovim in a term of Shevi Al-Tasa. The most famous case of Rabbi Yisai is the din of Shefa and Rosh Hashanah, which takes place on Shabbos. Or the concept of Rabbi Yisai and Tilas Lulav, the Yom Risho, which takes place on Shabbos, or the Gomer, which are Chiyuvei Deraisa. But when they take place on Shabbos, Chazal were concerned, Shema, I might be Molech, and Dalar Amos, for Shas Rabim, so that people might come to learn from somebody, and in the event of learning, they might come to violate Yisai Tzor Deraisa. So Chazal said, because of a fear of violation, without the institute Shevi Al-Tasa, don't do these mitzvahs on Shabbos Kodesh. If you look on the side, Rabbi, you say on page 4, on the left-hand side, so the Gemara, I'm just going to read a couple of Rashi's with you over here to get us into the topic over here. He says, the second one, Yikavidim v'deraisa v'sham t'shvitz, v'zman ha-zekebebe, v'oru rabbanu v'tashna v'nim tzalo v'gazlan al-piyem. As I mentioned before, he's making this down to a gazlan. And for the Gemara, going to Baya, Shevi al Tasa. What does that mean? Haloi Bahazer, Shav Ubatel. He's basically telling him to refrain. Ein Oisa Mitzvah, Lefraya Eschvevai. He basically is not doing the mitzvah to pay back his chayiv. But furthermore, Lo Okalei Yadai, but he's not doing something physically to uproot the specific mitzvah. This is a mode of rabbinical legislation that we're given the deraisa mandate to do when they feel the necessity. And therefore, that's the lowness of what was behind allowing a rabbinical concept of Shmitas Kesafin, the Halach Lamasa, exists during Bai Sheni, therefore preventing loans from being paid back, where there's a Chiyuv D'oraisa to pay back. When people stop basically giving loans to each other, which is a Chiyuv D'oraisa to give loans, and not to refrain, they know it's there a sore that it's very nice in trying to perpetuate Shmitas Kesafin, but the Hashkafas of Torah, values of being noble and wonderful in Balei Chesed, was now being undermined in Mandakat. So sacrificing one deraisa for another deraisa, and therefore made a rabbinic institution a prusval that you make the prusval, I'm able to abrogate the rabbinical concept of Shmitas Kesafim derabanan, maintain the money that the lover has a key once again to pay the malva after the zman of Shmita, and therefore the din Shmita derabanan doesn't abrogate it based upon this takana countering another takana's chazal. This is basically what the Gemara says when Debaya took place. So if you think about it for a couple of minutes, Hillel himself did not, in actuality, mivatel din deraisa when it came to the concept of abrogation of chiyuv of shmitas kesafim deraisa, because it didn't exist for zman. But what he did do with Shevi al Tasa is basically cause a problem. They caused him by shade a problem of people making zalavat. What Hillel was basically doing is trying to counterbalance the rabbinical takanas of Bayi Sheni, and therefore gave them the means of offsetting their derabanan with another derabanan that the kavanas of Torah giving people loans and chesed and such should continue to flourish, etc. and etc. At the same time, there was a zecher to Shmitas Kesafim by realizing that allowed you to violate Shmitas Kesafim was the institution of Prusim. Now, that's a Bayi's Mahal. Comes along, brother, and brother says, no, I have another pshat to this. And what's the pshat? You're asking the question how Chazal can basically speaking tell somebody not to pay back. And therefore, halacha lamasa caused a problem with Zayin Meidah. That's not a problem. Rabbi says, what did the Bezin during Vayishay do under Hillel? They used a concept, a deraisa concept of Hefka Bezin Hefker. And therefore, what they were able to do, they were able to transfer the monies from one to the other. So in actuality, what ended up happening over here is they therefore said that technically speaking, what we're ultimately doing, even though rabbinically the Shemitah's Kisafim, we are transferring what?
According to Robert, it was very nice.
No. My dear friend, listen to me carefully. I know what Rashi says, but Rashi is not the only Rishon on this page. I'm doing this for a purpose. So in the way that most Rishonim learn the page over here, Rav is giving an alternate answer to the Rabbanim over here. I'm going to get to the Derais very shortly. I don't rush. So what I'm pointing out to you is Rav is giving another way. How do we counterbalance what seems to be improprieties in the economists, the Chiyubi Derais that are being violated when it comes to paying back money or abrogating money? So he says, Bezdin has a Kayach Derais, a Hefka Bezdin Hefka.
But it wasn't very nice. It was Rabbanim according to the other Rishonim. It was a common. No. He changed it, was one Rabban, he made another Rabban, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, but the fact is Rabba feels that that's not sufficient. He feels that's, I mean, an alternative. He feels that that's not a full discussion of why you're able to do this. So he says the transfer of money from person to person was basically speaking, well, yes, at the end is, there's no gazelle taking place. Because what Chazal ultimately did is they took the virus of the money that basically speaking is in the lowest pocket and transferred it to the Malbus pocket. So the fact of the matter is, it's not the private person that's doing anything to Zeilik and Eva. Chazal, in order to maintain that there should be halachos, made sure there was a deraisa transfer from one bank account to the other bank account. So the yechidim are not doing anything. Therefore, the ultimate ability to pay over here is to have it as a hefka. The prusbo allowed halach lamasa, the transfer of money back from the, basically speaking, the lower should pay back the malva at the end of the day, not violating the rabbanon of shritas k'safin de rabbanon. And how did they do that? By basically transferring themselves and the private individual not being involved whatsoever. The prusbo just gives the bezin the ability to transfer these stuff, but therefore at the end of the day, nobody's been gazing from anybody. Bezin can determine what money belongs to you, what money belongs to other people, and to appropriate money. So he's explaining a mechanism of accomplishment. In Abaye's Teretz, he doesn't explain the mechanism. Chazal did it. They went one takana, kept another takana. Rav is giving out mechanics. How were they able to override what every Yisrael being violated? According to Shita's Rashi, even at the end of the day, one takana, kept the other, Shevi Al-Kasa, there's an Isser being violated. Rav said there's no Isser. Because Hefka, Bezin Hefka eliminates the Gzeilus taking place over here, allows them to do what they're doing, and therefore the right people have the right money based upon Chazal assigning it. So whatever Issa the Rice man existed in Bayis Teretz, the Shavi Atasa, is taken care by Rabbah with his pen. That's what I'm saying. Your Rabbah is coming with a different halakha.
It's not long shofar.
There the fact is there was no tikkun over there. The fact of the matter is, the only place you're able to blow shofar on
is if I'm violating the Nisr, is that what you're saying?
That Shevi Al-Tas, absolutely.
It is a Nisr anyway.
Well, it's a Shevi Al-Tas. When it comes to Issa, there's no Hefka Bezin Hefka. By Mominus, they had a mechanism, by the other one, didn't have a mechanism, so they had to trade for Lil Shabbos for Kinit Sasa. Yes?
Is the Lota permitted to pay the money back? Or is it just that it's not required?
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
There's an Issa Deraisa for the Malva to the egos to demand the money back. And that's why the Gemara says for the Rav Masech is getting, let's say there's no prusbo done. Let's say nothing was paid back. And you can't already pass the Shemitah takes place. So can anything be rectified over here? Because what happens is, since the Malva didn't do what he had to do the prusbo, he has an Issa Deraisa to demand the money back. What should be done? So what should be done is, I'll mention it, right? Is the lover should go to the mouth and say, listen to me, basically speaking, this is the money I owe you. So the mouth says, very nice, but I can't accept it because there's no right, the Torah was mashed. The lover then is supposed to say, I'll mensch, alpha PK, you don't accept it as a payment of the chol, except as a matana. So that's the way Chazal advise people.
No, but even under the correct law.
What?
When there was a priest korban.
Even when there wasn't a priest korban. Yes, the mission of Eresh is beset the shvitz. Yes.
So is the Shei Bal Tasa directed to the Malbe or to the Lobe?
The Shei Bal Tasa over here was directed, basically speaking, in actuality, to both of them. The Malbe shouldn't ask for it, and the Lobe basically shouldn't deliver it, basically to maintain a certain thing. But the fact of the matter is, you have two different shittas in the Gemara explaining the longness of the Derabbanan. Now, what you mentioned, which is an important Malach, is that Rashi over here has another Malach. And what Rashi says is, where Abayi was not under the supposition, where Abayi was under the supposition that the din of Shmita's Sukkah is on Abayi Shein was owned in the Derabbanan. And according to the first Mahalach I gave you, Rav was under the same supposition, but they were arguing in the mechanics how this worked. According to the second Mahalach, there's the Yesedus of Machlokes between Abayi and Rav, which time we pass the light when it comes to whether or not Shmita's Kesafim apply during Abayi Sheni, and the Machlokes was between Rebbe and the other Chachamim, where Rebbe claimed there was a hekesh between the din of Yoigo, Shmita's Kakas and Shmita's Kesafim. And therefore, there was no yovel during Bayis, Sheni. There's no Shmita's Kesafim. So the Rabbanim basically said, Allah Lamasa, we basically disagree. And there could be different reasons for disagreeing. One reason for disagreeing, very simply, is that when you claim there were no Yibay Shvatim living in Eretz Yisrael during Bayis Sheni, we hold that the other man Dama, Mesephtis Erekin, that Yemiyar during Bayis Risham, went and retrieved remnants of the Yibay Shvatim. Drawing back during Bayis Rishon, Yerusha HaMelech was the Melech of Fanan. So at the end of the day, you had remnants of all Yibay Shvatim going to Golos Babel. When Erez and Echami returned, they made sure they took remnants of all the Yibay Shvatim and brought them back with them. They populated Eretz Yisrael to make sure there were Yibay Shvatim living there, Koshrel Lehar, that therefore caused the Chayza of Yovel applied even on the Deraisa level in Bayis Sheni. If Yovel applied, which means Shemitah's Kakos applied on the Raisa level, it means Shemitah's Ksafim applied on the Raisa level. And therefore, if that's the case, the supposition of Halach Lamasa saying by Sheni was only the Rabbana the Raisa, the other Shemitah's Akanayim is that in fact it applied on the Raisa level during by Sheni, and therefore dealing with the Raisa. If you're dealing with the Raisa, so the fact is, if you're chayv on the deraisa of the Nashim and Kesef, how can a rabbinical injunction come along and say that, basically speaking, that you're not Nashim and Kesef? How does that work? So let's go into Rashi now. So Rashi says what Yerava says, La'orilam ve'ler abanam de'pligad ha'rebi v'ami shri yisbeh l'shalom ha'lashmat ha'smel ba'alu b'zman ha'zeh z'a deraisa. And therefore, what's the case? Tikkun Hillel. About the Shabbat, that he basically held that we're going to show you now the proof was going to prevent that the Raisa abrogation. Ubein the Rebbe, the Amar, lab the Raisa, and Rabbi could even say, according to the rabbinical one, the first Pshat, Amar Rabbanan, the Shabbat, for the Tikshi, Dava, why? The Dava Shabbaman ain't Kanakiva's Dava in the Torah like by Isurim, the Makkum Siyab together, the Hefka Bezin Hefka Haya, and if that's the case, they can move the monies around from person to person, based upon their desire to maintain the big hashkafas union in this specific context. So what basically Rav is saying is that even if you play the devil's advocate and play the yovel existed during Bayis Sheni, because we had Kol Yisrael Aleha, Bezin has the ability to hefka Bezin hefkar to therefore make sure that ultimately speaking the monies are returned from the Lova to the Malva, and when the Malva finally collects them on a physical level, he's now violating the Isef Abayisai of being no geis, basically the Isa deraisa being no geis to Lova to collect the monies. He's now violating the Isa deraisa of basically ignoring the Shmita Saksabim because the Bezin tracing the monies around in such a way, those Isurim are not being violated. But now I want to get to a technical analysis of this. How, in fact, does Prusbel work with the deraisa de Rabbanan? What exactly are you doing over here? That's question number one. Question number two, if you look in the Nusach of the Prusbel, what you're saying, if you look back to page number three, what is the Nusach that they're quoting from the Mishnah in the Sefdis, the Sefdis Shiyas? But you say, on Mosrei Lechad Lai Dayanem, Shekochol Shiyesh Shiyas Lechloni, Sheyber Kozman Sheyerz. He's giving over the collection of the loan to the Dayanem, which allows him later on to basically collect the load. Now, how does this help us when it comes to not violating the din of Shmita's Kesafim? How does this help us? So what's interesting is, there's a famous kasha, which is asked by the Rishonim on a Mishnah in the Sefer Shvi'is that precedes the Mishnah quoted in our Gemara. The Mishnah in Shvi'is tells us, before we get to the institution of Prose Prisval, there are other ways of preventing the actual loan from being abrogated when it comes to Shvi'is, even Shvi'is Teraisa. One is to mal the person on a mashkin. If you give a mashkin for a loan, Chazal look upon the mashkin as the basis that you collected the monies, and if that's the case, there's nothing to abrogate because the mal already got back the money by holding the mashkin. But the bigger finish is, shemosish darasach lebezin. If you gave over to the bezin shtare alvah that you have, the mal gives it over to them, that automatically, on a deraisa level, because the psukim quoted, prevents the din of shmita from being there, yes? When it comes to the psukim of this, what is the longest? So when the first you quote in the Mishnah, the Sefer Shvi'is, the following Tevish of Alpeh. Why is it a Moses Sharas of Lebezdin? You can be good as both. The reason is, the halacha is, the Torah says, Ashayilacha esachicha tashna videcha, a private loan that you have between yourself and your friend you have to abrogate. So the mashkin of one takes away that iser. Furthermore, the other concept, because when a person gives over the shtaros of the bezdin, it's a shashayilacha esachicha. A private loan is abrogated. Pratlazeshi is styled with vaya esachay eslachim, and the bezdin may not play the mesachay. Bezdin now has the loans. They have the bailus on the loans. The Torah says a private Jew can't don another Jew to collect. But that doesn't apply to the corporate entity of a bezin. So bezin was never mentioned in the pasuk. By giving them bailus on the shtaros, on the loan, they're the collectors, not you. You can serve as a shliach bezin to do the work, but you're serving as a collector for the bezin, not for yourself. This is a deraisa concept based upon an exerisa custom.
How do you keep the money?
What?
And the loan to the bezin, how can you keep this money?
The bezin that gives you a ton of money. Now, but now we come to an interesting question. Listen to me here. If Moses Shtarosa to a bezin accomplishes a deraisa abrogation of Shmita's Kesafim, and that pre-existed and predated on a deraisa level, the institution of Pruskol, what do you need a Pruskol for? Isn't that a good question, Rabbi Yisrael? It's a very good question. And in fact, it's not my question, the Ramban, many of Rishonim asked the question, what's going on over here? So I will admit to you, that someone is saying that Moshe Sharev Lebezdin, even though the quote of Gezeres HaKasiv in the Mishnah is really only Nesmachta, but Moshe Sharev Lebezdin is really what the Mishnah then describes right afterwards, the institution of principle. Which means to say, according to Rav Halech, the Gezeres HaKasiv I just quoted is only an Nesmachta, but the real pshat of Moshe Sharev Lebezdin is the Mishnah saying as a Sikh Russian, what you do when it comes to principle, giving the Bezdin the Tviyah, the Vitaveya. So it's really a rabbinical concept based upon what the verse of Hefka Bezin Hefka over here. So there's no such thing as a deraisa separate from Moshe Shtaros Lebezin. Some Rishonim learn that way, but most Rishonim don't learn that way. And what the Rishonim say to answer to this question is found in your Yerushalmi you have in the Maran Kamos, which I want to show you. You look in the Maran Kamos on the inside, and one of the first couple of chukas you have from Avadi Yosef Ludu in the Delights Maran Kamos. So what I want to show you over here is a tshuva written by Avadi Yosef, in which he quotes Rabbi Yisai on page number 12. Find the verse over here. He quotes the Yerushalmi. You look on page number 12. He says that there is a Mishnah in the text I'm going to, it says 12b, paragraph 12b. The Mesapta Shvias, Shanin, who is a Gufu Shapuko, Masrein Lachem Ploni, Ploni, Hadem Shekoch Shiesh, Hadem Kuma Shemetza, Hadem Chosla Maka Pite, Armel Zeb Yerushalmi, now quotes Yerushalmi in Mesapta Shvias. What does Yerushalmi say? Tana, Afilu Hein Baroni, even if they are in Rome. Now what in the world is Yerushalmi talking about? when it comes to this mission. So he quotes Eitanei Moshe, one of the first in Yerushalmi, this is the third line, Kulamar, Shem Tzorek Shakuzbo, Yikosek, the Maimi Bezde, Elafilu Hadayon and Tzvon Baroni, or the Kamakam Acher, the Yom Mysterious Adram of Ne'ede, which means he quotes a shita of Rishonim who held, based upon this Rishonim, he quotes that the Mordechai Gittin brings our Ben Yechiel that's held this way, the Tzarek Lageshes Lefnei Bezden Lepis Guzal, the Kamako, the Lachanirish in Amor Hamal, the Tzarek Lita Kuzo El Lefnei Eidem Abad. Even though there was some Rishonim who said that the actual activity of Kuzo has been given in front of a Bezden, but the past of the Yerushalmi is the Bezden can be someplace else in Rome. You could be in a different part of the world, and in front of Eidim said, be Moser, long distance, my specific chaybas to that specific bezdin, and accomplish when it comes to the concept in the Yisod Rabbi side of the prisbo. So that's one pshat. Another pshat he quotes later on is that halach lamasa, this is brought down by the Ramban, that Ramban says that you have to go to Mabath in front of a bezdin to give over to them the chiyuv to collect for you. What about the Yerushalmi? What the Yerushalmi is talking about is that your shtaras were in Rome, you're someplace in Europe, you go into a bez in Europe, you give over to them the ability to collect your chavis, but there's one problem. You don't have the physical possession of the shtaras to give over to them. So this is what the Ramban and the Rishonim answer. A person is Moshe Shtarav Levesim, which on the Reislam is Exeris Akasav, Patri Yukum and Dinah Shvita Tzavim, is when you give them the physical documents into the possession of Bezim, of the Chavis, which means all the Shtari Chavim, they now have possession of it, on a Reisla level, the Chavim, the Shtaravs, they therefore have the ability to collect on their own half, after Bezim Hefgar, and they do what they gotta do. The Chiddush of Prisbel was, I don't have the possession of my Shtar. I'm in Western Europe, and my shtaros are someplace in Rome. Shmita's kind of close, I got a problem. So according to the Ramban, what I can do is go into a local bezdin in Western Europe, and go to the bezdin and says, listen to me, gentlemen, I have chavis that I kind of do. I can't give you the shtaros to have the derisive of Shabrasa to apply to me, but I want to use the prusbal mechanism of Hillel, where Hillel said, even without giving him physical possession of the shtaros, I'm being most at you that you should be considered the buyer of these shtaros. You know, he can give them a physical document to be kind and such. So on Hefker, Bez and Hefker, they can use their power based upon that, even though they were not kind of in the goof of the shtar, to transfer money from this person to that person. So what the principal did is alleviated the need to have to carry out the shtaros in your pocket continuously. On a rising level of shtaros, you have to have a physical trace of the shtaros from you to the bezdin. But Hillel says you don't have the shtaros. Either it's someplace else in the world that's enrolled, or you lost that. Whatever the reason might be, you've been able to collect it by bezdin basically being empowered because of the tachanis Hillel. That's what he established. That's the chiddush he made. And therefore, there's no contradiction over here. One's working on a rising level, the other one's working on a rabban level, hefker bezdin hefker.
Why do you need Hefker as a Hefker?
What?
Why do you need Hefker as a Hefker?
Because the fact of the matter is...
You gave him the shtaros.
No, but you didn't give him the
shtaros.
No, but you didn't give him anything. How do they acquire it?
I have to have the instrument.
Yes, you have to give somebody shtaros to use that shtaros to collect. You got to give him a kingdom and the shtaros. You got to transfer the shtaros. In American law, you give somebody... But I'm saying, in American law, to give a person ability to collect something, you don't have to trace the legal documents to them. You don't have to give a lawyer the documents to collect.
You can make Kenyan on, but with 100 million...
But you have to do a Kenyan.
Right. So
over here, there was nothing to do a Kenyan on because I have possession of it.
So there's no Kenyan when you make a prosbo here?
No.
With the base...
It's not like when we sell comments. There's no Kenyan.
No, there's no Kenyan there.
What? Where the base can get the money from?
No, so with the Bezdin.
At the end of the day.
How did they transfer?
At the end of the day, they're getting it from Rome.
So no, that's what's going to happen. No. The fact is, the Rome has the documents.
Right.
But they know who the Lover is, and they know the Malver is. Uh-huh. So Bezdin basically tells the Malver, you're now the agent of Bezdin. You're representing. Go to the Lover, knock on the door. Bezdin empowered me because they were given the empowerment ever to the end of Shias to basically. The principal gave them empowerment over this loan, it's theirs. They empowered me as their agent to go to collect from you. Hetke Bezer Hetke allowed them to already acquire the monies and bring it back to their possession before Shvius was Mashamet at the end of the time. Hetke Bezer means they appropriated from the Lova to the Malva. But how do you guarantee that the Lova has something to give them? So that's the other luck we have in the Sugya, that the Lova has to have some real estate in order to play the game. Because real estate has the quality, you saw that many times, that real estate can be used to collect small claims and big claims, even though the property doesn't have the value of the loan, it's less. But we have the concept of going back to the property multiple times, collecting, and then going back and collecting again and collecting again. So real estate allows the business, you have to have to, we grab the monetary value of the real estate, allowed us to bring it from their domain into our domain before she does suffer. And you basically cut it. That's what basically, so we have over here, the din of the land. Now, if Flappers of the Loma doesn't have money, so the Gemara has two options. If the guarantors of the loan have land, we'll use it. If it's a man and his wife has land, and he didn't have land, we'll use his wife's land. The worst case, says contingency, is the Malva wants to get the land back. Well, the Malva will basically give the Bezin the right to take some of his land and be mocking it to the Loma, momentarily, that he has land upon which the head of the Bezin can latch onto it to therefore guarantee the money's a transfer of a property. So the head of the Bezin has to have some type of tangible mechanism around the reality for that to work. You can't do it on intangible without Yishmiyahim over here. That's how it basically works, and that's the support that in Shulchan Aruch as well. So if that's the case, you have the Deraisa mechanism using the Din. So what happens is it ends up being pre-collected by the Bezin. That's number one. Number two, the no gates over here is not the Malva but the Bezin. You're representing the Bezin. So the ease of you being a no gates has been eliminated. The fact that they collected before it's even Nishma is Hefka Bezin Hefka. So on the Deraisa level, it works. It works. And therefore, Halakha L'masa, Chazal allowed you to do that.
So we're already saying that before you have need, it's already collected. But she said a little different. But she says it's a Shkia. You only lend it.
That sheet is that sheet is Arash. But that's not the most Rishon don't hold that way. I know she is Rashi, you're right, 100%. The Maskin Rashi said that. But most Rishon say it's not because of it's a Mizal Shechicha, but because it's considered good government because they're having a tangible asset. And they like that Pshat better than Rashi. But they do two Pshat and report about the Rishon over here. So we have over here, Rabbi said, what's quite interesting are mechanisms of how the Puzzle works. And thereby, Lamasa have basically the technicalities. Now, what's interesting is, at the end of the day, in Avad Yosef Tshuva, on page number 12, when it comes to the ultimate Maskanas Hadavar, what he basically ends up over here is in this specific Tshuva, is Halach Lamasa, what should we technically do? And he brings down in the second paragraph of D and E, that ultimately speaking, the post you held over here, and the Machaba passing this way, we just show you the second paragraph. We have D and E in your text. The Maran Briyis, the Chosh B'Chosh Yavish, but hey, the Allah, and Ashikasa, and Allah, Kibos, B'Shem, and Yosef, and Saloni, Shem Malo Tzorach, Limsa, and the Verb, and the Bezdin, and the Din, Shiyan, and the Eidim, and Shemais, and the Plali, and Plali, and the Yonim, that you can do it from long distance, you don't have to enter a Bezdin. The Bezdin, we accomplish this, and he then quotes that in the Shulchan Aruch, in Sinu Samad Zayin, Kasa, the halach is based upon the Rishalmi, which means that the Dayanim were in Rome and you were based in someplace else in the world, and you said in front of the Eden, long distance you're powering the Bezin to do such. Halach Lamasa, it seems that the Poskim passed in that way. Despite that fact, in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramon of the Rishay of the Achrei Paskim, it is preferable to what we do today. What we do today, Rabbi Yisrael, is we go to three Rabbanim, three Dayanim, and we go directly to the Bezin to do it directly. We don't do it in front of Eidim. We do it and use a Nusach of Dayanis and we sign as Dayanim. Even though the Sugi is getting said, one of the few things about the Din of the Shtar is you can write it as a Nusach of Dayanim and make them sign on the bottom. You can write a Nusach of Eidim, so you can sign as Dayanim on the bottom of the Sugis. But the fact is today, we try to be Makbid. One of the reasons we try to be Makbid today is because the Shitas amongst Rishayim and the Rambam amongst them, that not every Bezin can serve as Dayanim for the purposes of collection, of the collection of this type of thing. Why? You have to have a Bezin who has a Koyach to be Makamon. Makasa Lamed. Like Rav Ashi's Bezinu today, Rav Ram says, in his Padreti, how many buttons didn't exist that can be Makasa Lamed to transfer from person to person? So it's brought down to Shulchan Aruch. What? Yeah. So it's brought down to Shulchan Aruch. Many people had a problem because you couldn't find, and there's a story problem. In one specific shtat where they had but they didn't, which when theory of doing this, a greater Bezin came along and said, we'll be Mavata all of these Pizbaon, and we're going to redo it again in Mwachoshiva, but they didn't when it comes to doing so. She had a big tumult taking place in Europe. Is my Bezin big enough and great enough to basically accomplish this? So at the end of the day, the Ramah says that we paskin, that you don't have to have such great what they did, you just have to have three coming to come sitting and knowing what they're doing, to know the mechanics of explaining to people what they're doing. But the fact of the matter is, once you be make when it comes to that, to be make to not have a yardim and only eight, and to really be makalp design, that's not our minute today. But in fact, that's what we basically do today. We have one kam, so we did over in the shul, if you remember, Rabbi Yisai, we have one kam, we knew what the technicalities were, and we wrote down the name, but the fact is, it was not Kina Sudu we did, Rabbi Yisai, if you remember, you think about it with the minutes, you just wrote down, you'll lace your shtarosa to us. And they basically guaranteed the collection afterwards because you basically had the power to basically transfer it over to you before the actual shiva suffering took place. So in this tshuva, about yes, is that even though Mika didn't, you could have played the game with made them to be on someplace else. The minute Klaus was not to rely upon that specific leniency. Another thing I want to show you, Rabbi Yisai, if you look in the tshuva's going to page number 14, what about the Tzedakah Meisters? Do they have to make a prisma? What about the Knessios? Do they got to make a prisma to guarantee payment over here?
That wasn't the loan.
What?
That's accounts receivable, it's not the loan.
Guess what?
Trade.
If they owe you money, they owe you chaybis over here. So he brings down, if you look on page 14, in quotation, the question is.
You didn't lend them.
But they owe you money. There's money outstanding. In Manala Kupis, Gemilus Chasod, and now Banking, Chayavan, according to Pedega Prusbo. So they bring down, Mesech is getting, we had this, when it comes to Yisomim, they don't need a Prusbo. Why? Because the Bezan Abir Shal Yisomim, Kolon Yisomim, Shechayim Lamas, what's the halacha? The Bezan basically serves Hefka Bezan Hefka, the transfer when the people owe the money to the Yisomim, they basically aggregate the need to make a Prusbo because that's their job. To basically be involved in the collection of us, even without making a prisma, they have that authorization. So he brings that over here, that the fact of the matter is that he brings out three lines later on between B and C, the Kanon Omega, Shemisha Chayv Lakupa Satsadaka, Chayv Lashon Chayv Dama Acha Shnaza Shmita, Ben Shmita Vashamata, Shebezin Harei Kabuka Lakupa Sadaka Lidbos Chavaseya, Kilim Sushtara Schayv Beyad Bezdin. So it means if that's the case of the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that the fact is that Kupas of Tzedakah, it's understood that the Batei Dinim of Klal Yisrael are in charge of them to make sure the monies that are owed to them are properly collected. And if that's the case, there's no need for you to make a shtar when it comes to a prusbo to authorize the Batei Dinim to do what has to be done. And that's Mi'ikadin. So that's why most shuls don't think about even making, basically speaking, Rabbi Yisrael prusbo. Because the same way the Yisrael are covered by the Beis Din as being their Acharai, but they didn't mark right that all the shul's Tzedakah funds and all the Chassadim funds are under their supervision, therefore they make sure the transfer funds from all of them who have to receive them, even without authorizing the Teres Prusval, because they are basically they're in charge of this. That basically works for Tzedakah organizations, for shuls. It doesn't work for a bank. So when it comes to a bank, if the bank but not have money is owed to it, so the executive of the bank has to make sure to make a plusbo before the end of Shmita year. Otherwise, the bank's all its assets are going to be basically abrogated, etc. That's the next paragraph over here. So that's another important sort of Avad Yosef. One more thing I want to show you as it's going back to the first two of Avad Yosef from page number 10. And that is when you have to write the shtar of the prisma. He brings down a machlokas rishonim, the Ibn Ezra and the Iter held, you write the actual shtar prisma, Rosh Hashanah of basically speaking Rabbi Yisai, the Rosh Hashanah before the beginning of the 70, at the end of the 6th year. As it ending the 6th year, before the 7th year, that's when the case, he should write the principle. He brings down the Rashba, most Rishonim hold, the Ramban holds, you write it before the Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year, at the end of the 7th, like we do. So this was a major machlokes Rishonim on the case means. The minhag applies, according to Avados at the end, was, is the pasuk like the Ramban, the Rashba, and most Rishonim against the Rosh, the Menezer of the Baal Ikah, who held, you do it at the end of the 60 before the 7th. And the Baal HaTanya, the played safe, in his Kela, did it two times. The Vavad should do it right before the beginning of the 7th year, they do it right before the beginning of the 8th year, to cover both Sheikas and Rishonim.
Why didn't they write it when the loan was made?
What?
Why didn't they write the Puzzle when the loan was made? What's wrong with that? You can write it the first year too.
The question
give loan, you make the Puzzle.
Well,
together with the loan.
There's one problem. The problem over here is that will cover that specific loan. What happens if you made loans afterwards?
Keep making choices.
You could do that. But the fact is most people don't think to do that. But economic, you want to do piecemeal, you do it every time. Every stock could have its own principle. You could do that. But make sure you cover all the people don't do that. You do it all the way at the end. Any loan,
and they wait for the last minute.
Well,
and they wait for the last minute.
But theoretically, you could.
You do that at the end of the 6th year, what happens to all the loans that you make after that?
So you can do it again.
Yeah.
So the fact of the matter is that he brings down that Armenic is based on Shachar, so you can do that at the end of the 7th year. But some basically you double dip and do it both times.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.